Benson Plan Update. After months of investigation and discussion between the team and Oxfordshire County Council, a number of significant transport initiatives were approved at the October meeting of the Parish Council. The A4074 crossing, a project to put a new light-controlled crossing over the A4074 near the marina, was approved. It will be a toucan crossing, usable by pedestrians and cyclists. The majority of funding for this work will come from OCC's Community Infrastructure Levy allocation. The Parish Council will contribute approximately £20,000 from their Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, funding. The junction of Church Road with the A4074 will have to be changed a little, and the whole project still has to pass a safety audit. CIL funding. CIL is paid by developers on the houses they build according to a funding formula based on numbers of dwellings and floor areas of the houses in their developments. The money is paid in stages to SODC as the houses are approved and built, and the funds are then shared between the Transport and Education Authority, Oxfordshire County Council in our case, SODC, and parish councils. We get 25% of the funds as long as our neighbourhood plan is made and is up to date. Without this, we would only get 15%. Given the scale of development activity in Benson, the sums involved are large, and it's the job of the parish council, assisted by the neighbourhood plan delivery team, to decide where to spend this money to the benefit of all our residents. Traffic calming. The parish council has agreed to proceed with the next phase of a proposed 20 mile per hour zone in Benson, which will involve the commissioning of a professional report on our proposals. Key aims for the project include slowing down traffic in the High Street, along Oxford Road by the school, and along Watlington Road near the zebra crossing. The next step is an independent consultant's report, which will be considered by OCC. A 4074 bus lay-by. We have suggested changes to the A4074 southbound bus pull-in on the village side, and propose that a physical build-out be put in place adjacent to the existing bus shelter, so that cars will be prevented from parking illegally. In parallel, OCC has agreed to improve the access to the bus lay-by on the river side, ensuring buses can enter the lay-by easily and not block the road. Parking restrictions. We are working with OCC on road markings along St Helens Avenue to prevent parked vehicles blocking road junctions and cycle lane access points, and also to prevent the lane through Preston Cromarsh being blocked. Ladybrook Bridge. OCC is planning to place a 1.5 metre wide combined foot and cycle path on the roadway over the existing bridge by McDonald's when the new relief road is built. They are not, as we previously stated, planning a separate bridge. However, the Parish Council will be installing a footbridge over Ladybrook further to the north, connecting with the new nature area on the western edge of the Littleworth Road development. Dave Rushton has stood down from the NPDT as our infrastructure lead. We would like to thank Dave for all his tireless and excellent work on behalf of Benson. Keeping our neighbourhood plan up to date is very important. It enables us to ensure that a significant share of the community infrastructure levy money generated by development in Benson is in our control and can be spent on things the parish cares about. It also enables us to reflect in our local blueprint the major developments in thinking that have been taking place at all levels of government for some time, reducing carbon footprints, enhancing environment and biodiversity, green travel, shifts in working patterns and retail behaviours, and so on. And thirdly, it forces us all to confront what needs to change beyond these things, if and when we finally exit from the shadow of COVID. The delivery team has started work on key themes and issues for our revision of the neighbourhood plan, and we would be delighted to receive offers of help or suggestions from parishioners. Please just call the parish office on 01491 825038.